Ladies and gentlemen, Rex Bear Leak Project, how the heck are you? Just when you thought it couldn't get any more exciting, you were wrong, because it did. Yeah, that's right. In just a few years, you are going to experience something that humanity hasn't had a chance to see and feel and be a part of in about 100,000 years. Now, have you heard of the Milankovic cycles? Well, the one that we're going to be experiencing in 2024 is going to be unprecedented. And our planet is going to be at its furthest distance from the sun, and you're going to see a drop in solar radiation by approximately 27%. Now, this podcast is brought to you by Trade Genius Academy. Trade Genius Academy is offering specials for Leak Project listeners. If you want to become a cryptocurrency expert, you should definitely check out Trade Genius Academy. .com. I'm going to have an expert on the show later today describing in detail how to get in when you fit in, ladies and gentlemen. TradeGeniusAcademy.com. All right, now let's get back into the podcast here. The Milankovitch cycle. I want to share something with you that a Leak Project listener sent to me, and this person would like to remain anonymous. So I just want to say thank you for sending me this information. This came from the postlude to the Adam and Eve story, which became classified for many years and was just recently declassified. Now, I was fortunate enough to find a physical copy of this for less than $1,000 online. Now I can't even find them online. The last one that I saw sold for over $1,150, and that wasn't even this copy. That was the postlude to this specific story. The only information I can find about the postlude also is via PDF format. So I was able to find that online, and this person sent me the link to that online as well. So I just want to share this with you real quick. In 2024, all of the large planets will be on the same side of the Earth's orbit as part of a phenomena called the Milankovitch cycle. This happens every 100,000 years, but on this occasion, the elongation will occur when Earth's northern hemisphere is in winter. Because the distance change is so small, many people haven't calculated the actual data to figure out what changes there will be in solar radiation. The data that has been put together in this essay shows that there will be a 27.689998641654036.4% drop in solar radiation. So, what does that mean? Well, there's going to be a 13% difference in distance of the average distance of where the Earth is located in conjunction with the sun, and that's going to cause a 27% drop. Now, recently in New Hampshire, there was a 97 degree below zero record-breaking, what do you want to call it? I want to call it hell, but you know, most people say hell is brimstone and fire. Well, there you go. It's really freaking cold. 97 below, are you serious? I mean, if it's like 40 degrees, I want a coat now. The other day, it felt like it was 20 degrees here in Grandma's garage, and I had a ski coat on. I looked like the Marshmallow Man. It was awesome. I had like a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man suit on. And anyway, I'm divagating. I apologize. I know your time is very valuable. So let's be serious, because you can't have any fun when you talk about doom. Like, you know. Anyway, all right. So 27% drop. Now read the postlude to the Adam and Eve story. This will blow your mind. I really could probably do a year's worth of podcasts or more just on this one essay and all the data that's been put together by Chan Thomas. This guy is just a bounty of knowledge. This guy is a bounty of knowledge. But I want to share with you, I took some notes from this in reference to these timelines of cataclysmic events. Now, if you read the Adam and Eve story, he describes how these events are triggered by gray matter that's released from the center of the Earth that causes earthquakes, tsunamis, mile-high tsunamis that go across entire nations, 1,000-mile-per-hour winds, mounds of flesh that get piled up from all the flesh of the animals that get shredded and anything that's in the way. I mean, just full-on changes. And he has so much data that he puts in just this one story that maybe that's why the alphabet organizations picked it up, because they wanted to study and analyze the information. And they said, hey, if this guy's, there's truth to this, this is going to freak out the public. And so then, you know, several years later, he has the postlude, and he describes how there's enough data from ancient civilizations to show that at one point there was a different moon orbiting our Earth that was closer and smaller. And somehow our Earth attracted this new moon, and he describes how Venus was brought into the solar system, and he describes different rings and cycles and timelines and math and data, and I'm not going to get into that with you guys yet because I don't know enough about it to give you a good analysis. Plus, I'd probably bore the heck out of you anyway. But I'm going to get somebody on the show that studies astronomy, that's a math genius guru, and hopefully they can help put this information together and I can describe it in a fluid fashion. But if you read through it, it's just amazing. So imagine, he also puts together these timelines of apocalyptic events. At first, he was under the impression, at least what I got from this book, was these doomsday events happened from this internal explosion of gray matter in the, you know, close to the core of the Earth that then causes the tectonic plates to move and causes these huge waves of water, etc., like I just described to you. But now, it doesn't really give a definitive. It's saying it could be from another planet. And he describes it how even in the 1800s, that small planetoid Ceres was discovered. And since 1945, over 1,500 planetary bodies, small planetoid bodies and asteroids have been discovered that are on the same orbit as that Ceres. So with that being said, this information's, you go back 20, 30 years, the public had no idea of these planetary bodies unless they were in with these specific organizations and institutions and colleges, etc., education systems. So you'd really have to be in a different position back then. Now we have an opportunity because of people like Michael Brown and other astronomers that have access to great technologies. They're releasing this information on the web so we can read about all these different planet X's that are being discovered. Doesn't mean that these planets that are being discovered are like Nibiru, because I'm still very on the fence about what Nibiru is, ladies and gentlemen. But anyway, so that's a whole other podcast as well. So here's what I find fascinating, though. The data did show, based upon ice caps and certain mammals that they found, like they looked like they were flash frozen with food still in their mouths. 11,500 years ago is the approximate calculation showing when the Adam and Eve cataclysm took place. Now, then Tiwanaku dating showed that these events to be 11,520 years ago, so we're right there at about the same timeline. And with the meager data that was available until this point that many of the experts had put together, about 18,500 years ago, there was an apocalyptic event, and 29,000 years ago. And then also, you can go back 43,750 years and put a timeline to that date as well, approximately. But here's what's most fascinating. With all the data that's been put together, there is a cave in Iraq called the Shandar Cave in Iraq. The Smithsonian Institution expedition headed by Ralph S. Solecki and the Iraqi Directorate General of Antiquities shared their work. Carbon-14 dating showed. Now, I know that carbon dating is controversial as well, but hear this out. The carbon-14 dating showed the boundaries between layers laid down by successive civilizations and to be co-measured with the dates and cataclysms of 7,000 years, 11,500 years, 18,500 years, 29,000 years, plus the incredible fact that the number carbon-14 was deposited in the cave during the Caspian Sea North Polar Era from 29,000 to 18,500 years ago. It is entirely logical, since the cave would have been so close to the pole as to the plausibility to be closed off by ice. Consequently, no living matter could enter it, and it then takes living matter to absorb carbon-14 for us to find and date. This crude cave is as much as a memorial to the last four cataclysms in Tiwanaku. That is fascinating. And he also describes how, in this essay, Tiwanaku leaves enough evidence to show that the times that were connected, you know, like the actual clock, the solar clock, and the timelines were different. The days were different. This is incredible, you guys. So my question is, with all of the, here's one thing that is an underlying theme here, is the when the atmosphere starts to dissipate, when it starts to weaken, that is a telltale sign of the apocalyptic event that causes mass extinctions, almost completely resetting life cycles for many different beings. You know, I mean, not just us, but think of all the different animals and insects and different life that then becomes extinct because of these events. So this reset. Now, if that's the case, what's going to happen around the 2024 timeline with this cycle and with the way that the planetary bodies are going to be lined up? Is that going to bring in some new planets? Is that going to attract some of these other rogue planets and asteroids and comets? I don't know. I'm just questioning things. I'm not being a fearmonger here by any means. I think it's exciting. I mean, how cool is this? We have an opportunity to experience some things. You know, we just be prepared with the technologies that we have now. If there is an event that takes place, a mass reset, and if we're in the right place, and the right place of mental, physical, and spiritual stability and strength, then we might be able to overcome this. And we might have an opportunity to be like those people you see in the movies that wake up one day. Like, what was that movie, Night of the Comet, where everybody goes out to look at the comet, they disappear, but some people stay in the basement, they walk out the next day, and they've got like cities to themselves. Well, what if we have an opportunity to learn about this? Because if an event does unfold, maybe we will be in the right place of body, mind, soul, and location to make it through. Now, the government's spent trillions and trillions of dollars for the continuation of life, underground tunnels and systems and silos and buildups of mass supplies. And who's doing it for them? Who is helping them protect themselves? And I think that my watch is beeping right now. I need to move this thing because I never even wear it anyway. And I got to get my radiation detector watch recalibrated and also get a new battery in it. But somebody wanted me to test the radiation levels. So I'm going to turn this on. If we're getting to a point where the atmosphere is weakening, which that could be why they're doing all these stratospheric aerosol injections, they're saying they're attempting to cool the planet, but with the data here and with where we're going in the universe and the solar system, etc., it looks to me like the solar radiation is slowing down anyway. So what's the real reason here? What are they hiding? What are they doing? And who's going to benefit? Whoa, this bad boy is a lot higher than it normally is, 0.18. It'll probably go down a little bit lower, but it's been a while since I've turned this thing on. It'll probably recalibrate. Just take it a second. Yeah, see, 0.12 microsieverts per hour. That's not that bad, but I'll tell you this much. It used to be around 0.07 on a regular basis, and now sometimes I see this thing bump into the 0.2 mark. Now, if you're in Colorado, higher elevation, it's different. And that's not even really that high. It's just the interesting fact that over the past several years, it has gone up on a consistent basis. Yeah, it's 0.1 microsieverts per hour. Not a big deal. I wouldn't worry about that. The EMF detector, I think people are exposed to a lot more electronic magnetic frequency. Whoa, this bad boy just went nuts, ladies and gentlemen. When you look at that, it shouldn't be over 0.1. That bad boy is hitting 16. Yeah, that's not good. Not good. But it's because they love us so much. That's why I usually have I need to put my duct tape hat on. Hold on a second. All right. I've also got a pyramid on this thing as well. It's good to have that, you know, that extra layer of protection, I think. If you've got some type of pyramid on your head as well, then, you know, you're protected from the secret societies and the mystery schools and the reptilian shapeshifters. You see that? Got a pyramid on there. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all for being here, and I can't wait to hear what you have to say about this data that I just presented to you. I want to ask anybody out there that has some time to do the research, if you want to go through the math, and if you're into astronomy, if you're into physics, if you're into math, I mean, and if you're into knowing what's going on, maybe you can read this postlude to Adam and Eve story, and I'll get you on the show, and we'll talk about the math and the rings and the data that shows how the planets will bring in other planetary bodies at times based upon the gravitational effects of mass, etc. And could it be there is a planetary body that will get in a certain proximity of the Earth, which would cause the Earth to, you know, the tectonic plates to move, etc., because it would kind of pull on it. So maybe that's what certain factions are anticipating, and they are doing the best to offset any consequences. You know, I mean, let's imagine this also for a second, folks. Imagine these guys putting an entire system of nanotechnology around us in the atmosphere where they could literally manipulate what we see. It'd be like an entire screen like a virtual reality, augmented reality, let's call it augmented reality screen around the entire planet with nanoparticulates and using certain optogenetics technologies and frequencies, etc., so that it could literally block or hide certain events and objects. Because if, let me ask you this, imagine waking up one day, going outside, and you see a planetary body that, let's say it starts off small. It's, you know, it's like the size of, I don't know, it's like the size of a star that you would normally see, like a bright star one day, okay? And you've never seen it before. And then it just gets brighter and brighter and bigger and bigger. And then you start to see details. And then a week later, let's say you can, it's literally half the size of the moon. Let's say a month later, it's about the size of the moon. 3 months later, it's bigger than the moon. What would that do to your mind? Let's say you saw something that was even like a quarter of the size of the moon and it stayed there and it didn't even get closer. What would that do to your mind? Would that freak you out? Would that cause chaos on the streets? Is this like a final effort for these guys to offset this event? And let's take it a step further. If another planet does get in proximity to where it could cause these serious gravitational effects, and they've even said that Planet 9, which is further out than Pluto, is causing gravitational effects of not only our planet, but planets within our solar system. So let's say that they're attempting to block that effect by creating a stronger atmosphere with certain technologies so that it wouldn't be able to pull onto the Earth, you know, and like cause these massive events, or at least slow it down just a little bit. You know, these are all possibilities, and maybe it's a way for them to, Radon, thou will not pass. You know, kind of stop it in its tracks or offset the majority of the events. Maybe they are wanting to help us. Or maybe not. Maybe they all just want to, because maybe we won't taste as good to these, you know, these aliens that want to eat us. So they're putting aluminum oxide in our body so they won't eat us and consume us. That's why, ladies and gentlemen. See, there's a bright side to everything. There is a bright side to everything. I will not assimilate, and I would like to offer you guys an opportunity once again to check out TradeGeniusAcademy.com. Hello, that's right. Do you want to become a cryptocurrency expert? Why not? I mean, and you don't even need a duct tape, aluminum foil. This pyramid actually came from Egypt right here. So somebody I met a long time ago in the Northwest. Thank you. And, oh yeah, by the way, what do you think? It's finally here, ladies and gentlemen. Odin! Will you just look at it? Will you just freaking look at it? Is that not the most awesome painting you've ever seen? I think that's my new favorite right there, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Brady. Brady, you are amazing. You are the most amazing artist, seriously. I mean, she can incorporate so many different styles. I haven't seen anything she can't do yet. She's incredible. So, Brady, you're awesome. You guys should check out Infinite Agenda. That is the name of her art right here. This is Brady's card. You can even call her. You can see she's got a number. She's got a Gmail. She's got Instagram. Brady Shally, Shally. Check her out. She is off the hook. I think I'm addicted to buying artwork from her. I mean, it's like, okay, I have an art problem, ladies and gentlemen. I love it. So thank you for being here. You guys are awesome. I want to thank everybody for watching the shows. I want to thank our sponsors for helping me do the research, helping give me the time to do the research to bring you guys. I think that it's such a neat opportunity every single day to be able to wake up and speak to all of you guys. And I appreciate all the kind comments. You know, I mean, there's always those trolls out there, but for every one nasty comment, there's 9 good ones. And that helps me make it through the day, you guys. So I couldn't do this without you guys. Much appreciated. And if you're interested in having access to about 200 exclusive podcasts, over 1,500 podcasts at leakproject.com, go to leakproject.com, become a premium member today. Also, if you haven't subscribed yet, hit the subscribe button, youtube.com/clandestinetimelord, and make sure to join me here in a little while to speak with Bob the Expert from Trade Genius Academy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, be the change you want to see. And don't forget.